Okay. Are you ready? Any question? Will, what was my favorite story in Masnavi?
Somebody sitting on a brick wall throwing bricks in the water.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that discussion?
I can almost hear the bricks hitting the water. But the discussion, it's over my head.
This is why we are going back to it today. Mm. The same story, we make it different for you to get it. Over there, I remember the Persian version, sorry. The English version is not in my memories. Fawidei aval sama'a bangi'ab. He said, why are you doing this? He said, because of two reasons. There was the first and the second, remember? The first was, he said, because I hear the sound of the water. The second, each brick I take off, I approach. So, the first important thing is to hear that voice. Because that is the point that today we're going to look at. Why that one is more important than even getting closer to the water?
Is it something like smelling that rose, knowing that there's a garden somewhere?
Yes. It's something like provoking the passion and emotion. This is something that we need. You see, we came here with a brain, logic, like other animals. Do you remember what it is all about? The brain is about saving me and using all the opportunities. This is what the brain does. In all animals, included human beings. But we have something more than that. And we need to complete that something. That something is not natural, is not born with me. It's not even coming from the DNA of my father or mother or what. Where is it coming from? First of all, no one really knows. That we know. This magical stuff. Like somebody suddenly falling in love, or in art, we see someone suddenly will do some magical stuff without even knowing what he's doing. For this, we have to do only one thing. Right from the beginning up to here, we talked about the main problem of you, lady. What is your main problem?
Me.
Your brain, you fell in love with it, remember? Your logic. That is the problem. Because all your suffering comes from your logic, and you cannot live without logic. You have to have logic. To a degree, it's necessary for life to remain alive. But there is something else. There is something that you cannot find it in animals. None whatsoever. That's honesty. Animal cannot be honest. Animal is playing the game of competition and cheating and hiding and all of that. Honesty is something that a human being could experience. Okay? Then, how you will fall in love with it by doing it again and again and again and tasting the pleasure of it. Because when you're good, when you're kind, some kind of pleasure, which is a little bit silly, human pleasure is down there that, okay, you did something good, you helped someone. For all that, we are trying to convince this brain to be the secondary. not to be dead, not to be out, but be secondary. I am the boss, not my brain. This is the stuff that we are talking about, right? Okay, we know about this path. And it's not something very strange. The problem is, we don't get used to it because we don't do it enough. We need practices. We need some provoking even. This is how the teachers will provoke the learners to do this, to do that, to repeat this, to do the zikr, to do all of that. Why? Because we need that feeling inside to grow up. Do you remember? Right at the beginning said, listen to this Masnavi, because it will explain our hal, our feeling. That feeling is not something that you get it. Rumi compared it with something. How are you going to learn that? He said, you have to have a taste. And taste doesn't work that you, okay, somebody will give you the best meal ever. You taste it. Then what? You're tasteful? No. You just taste something. To have the taste, you have to practice, look for it here and there and there. This is what we're promoting, the taste of kindness. When we talk about taste of kindness, your silly logic will say, ah, yes, 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 I love it. Because he's looking at it upside down. Kindness is somebody be kind to me. I receive something. This is silly. There is no kindness outside. Kindness is created by human beings. And the first time you want to do it, how do you do it? The first time. Do you remember the bear? He said, don't be friend with that bear because the bear doesn't know what to do. That's what it is. Right at the beginning, we don't know what kindness is really. The first thing that you should learn is the taste of it. There is a taste in it which will remain here. That's one of the sources of the comfort of changed people or enlightened fellows. Therefore, we go back to it now to emphasize on the sound, because we know that your logic is looking for what? The benefit. What is the outcome? What's in it for me? This is what, how this works, right? When you're talking about the kindness, oh, it takes a long time, you find the taste, then you'll see how beautiful it is and you'll enjoy it. But at the beginning, you know what's going on. Remember, the benefit of your action is secondary. By doing each action, you're building your character, your personality. How you become you? By your lifetime experience, right? That's what it is. So here, Rumi will emphasize on the point of that listening. Why? Do you remember how the book started? Listen. Book one, you started not with, in the name of God, blah, 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 blah. So listen. And that listening is something. Because listening is not this that my sound goes in your ears. If this is listening, why should I tell you listen? Even a rabbit will listen. So listening is really paying attention to understand, really patiently. That's what we're looking for. Who is the guilty one today? You are.
Storm. story of, do you want to start at the beginning of the story? Story of the thirsty man who dropped walnuts from the top of a walnut tree into the water brook that was in the hollow, without reaching the water, in order that he might hear the sound made by the walnuts falling on the water, which thrilled him with joy as sweet music.
Okay, what is the difference between this and that one? Over there, you remember, there was a guy sitting on a wall, and he was bored, he didn't know what to do, and he didn't decide even. Accidentally, he dropped one brick. Then the sound told him something, and he went on. Here, we are not there. Now we are advanced, therefore, the guy knows that what he's doing. And he's not dropping the bricks, which is ruining the wall. He's dropping the fruit. And it's quite normal for any logical brain. If you are taking the fruit, it's for eating it. This guy knows. This is the trick. Yes?
The water was in a deep place. The thirsty man went up the tree and scattered the walnuts one by one. The walnuts were falling from the walnut tree into the water. The sound was coming, and he was seeing the bubbles. A logical person said to him, "Leave off, O youth. Truly, the walnuts will bring thirst to you."
Over there, a logical person didn't ask. The person was somebody else. Here, because he's master, he knows what he's doing, a logical fellow, because this is the problem of the logic. Logical fellow thinks that if you are dropping these fruits, you have to grab it and eat it, be yours. If not, why are you doing it? Yes?
The more the fruit falls into the water is below at a distance from you. The water will have carried it far away before you, with effort, come down from the top. He replied, "My purpose in this scattering is not the walnuts. Look more keenly. Do not stop at this superficial view. My purpose is that the sound of the water should come to my ears, also that I should see these bubbles on the surface of the water."
In addition to listening to the voice, this fellow is looking at the bubbles. He had found some visual stuff for this. And what is the bubble? Bubble is water. It's a droplet of water, but big, because it's just a skin. And he's looking at it. What for? He said, "I don't care about these knots. What I care about is the voice of the water and the bubble of the water. So this fruit has nothing like a true stone. Here, it's here. Because my problem is digging for knowledge, the water. So,
what indeed is the thirsty man's business in the world? To circle forever around the base of the tank, round the channel and round the water and the sound of the water, like a pilgrim circumambulating the Kaaba of truth."
Means what? Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.